Next case, please.
The next application is case 11741, Allen and Nancy Dodson. Seek a variance to reduce the rear yard setback, section 115-34B and 115-120B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Seagrass Plantation Lane, across from Heversham Lane. The 911 address is 35105 Seagrass Plantation Lane, Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 667. Specifically, they're requesting a 10-foot variance for the rear. We received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we did receive one letter in support. And the letter in support says is from the Van Zees, that this letter serves as support of the variance request for the above referenced property. They are a member of the community and they feel that the variance is necessary for the Dodsons to construct a three-season room and adjacent concrete pad, and the structures will not affect their property. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Pamela McDonald, 312-00-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
My name is Pam McDonald. I'm with Delcoast Design and Build. My firm was hired by Alan and Nancy Dotson to construct their three-season room. The size is approximately 18 by 16, with a stamped concrete pad adjacent to that, the size being 12 by 12. We're looking for a 10-foot variance from the rear yard setback. It's currently a 30-foot setback. We'd like to reduce that to 20 feet. The uniqueness of this property lies in the narrowness of the lot in width itself, in conjunction, of course, with the 25-foot front building restriction line. The size of the home actually left no option for placement of the home other than in its location. There is another uniqueness to this property in that there is an undeveloped, wooded, and partially wetland lot to the rear that necessitated the 30-foot building restriction line in the rear. This property could not otherwise be developed. Unfortunately, Ryan Homes developed this lot and offered a limited choice of homes to be placed on it. All of the homes they offered actually fell just within that rear building restriction line. There is no alternative location for the three-season room and or the concrete pad, actually. In looking at that survey, you'll see they have a 7.5-foot side setback on each side. So really, there's no other alternative in which to put the three-season room. This option would require the least amount of variance possible, in fact. This situation, hardship rather, was not created by the applicant, which would be the homeowners, the Dotsons. Again, this lot had been developed by Ryan Homes themselves, and the Dotsons had opted out of having a three-season room constructed during the time of the house construction. Unfortunately, as is common practice, they were informed they could certainly put a three-season room on at a later date, not being made aware of what the ramifications of that 30-foot building restriction line are in the rear of the property. This room would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Actually, the structure is proportionate and similar in style to other projects that have gone on in the community. We've built about 53 season rooms in seagrass plantations. This would be my first variance for this community, unfortunately. There would be no impact to the public. The property located behind the community, as I mentioned, is wooded and undeveloped. It is adjacent to a partial wetland that leads to a tributary off the creek, so there will be no development there. It's only partially visible from the adjacent house on either side of the lot in question, and I do actually have a second letter of support, which I'll give you, Janelle. That was written by the neighbors at 35107, which is the house directly adjacent to the right if you're facing the property. This would not be detrimental to public welfare. It does not impact any of the other homes in the community. It doesn't impact any public utilities. It doesn't impede with the flow of the traffic in the community. Obviously, the room is all in the rear of the house. It also doesn't interfere with any common areas within the community, and it does not interfere with the undeveloped property to the rear. Minimum variance, the Dotsons feel this variance would afford relief and is the least modification possible. 10-foot setback there to the rear, you can see that is a little dated because the house isn't even on there yet. If they were to build a room following the current 30-foot building restriction line, they'd have a 6-foot deep room, and you can imagine that wouldn't be an effective use of the space, nor would it be cost effective to them, and I would imagine that the HOA would frown on such an oddly shaped room. And I think that, I hope, covers everything. Here's that. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see if we've got any further questions. Mr. Rickards, we're going to start with you.
And I apologize. I said a 12-by-12 pad. That actually would be a 12-by-22 pad.
12-by-22?
Yes, going the width. So the depth doesn't extend past that 10-foot variance that we'd be asking for. It would be 22 feet in width, not in depth.
Thank you. I thought I was hearing things.
Okay.
Am I at the back?
Yes, sir. Okay. You're up the back.
Okay. And you're saying it's not being created by you, right?
That would be correct. Unfortunately, the hardship was created by Ryan Holmes when they developed the lot unbeknownst to the homeowner.
Well, they have a certain way, I understand, they have certain size homes that go in certain size lots.
They do, and they only offered three particular models on this lot, and each of those models was comparable in size within a few feet of depth.
Okay. So the developer, or the builder, I should say, so the builder told you that you can't have anything different than what they offered.
Correct.
Correct.
They only offered, yes, they could choose from one of three homes at the time.
Okay. And you had no idea your...
The applicant did not, no, because a three-season room was an option when the home was being constructed by Ryan Holmes, and the homeowner opted out of having the builder do it during the time of construction. Because they were told, you know, aftermarket, certainly you can get a little better bang for your buck, if you will. And you could always build it at a later date.
Just a moment, sir.
So there's no alternative location. You're saying that's the reason here cannot otherwise be developed?
That would be correct. Unfortunately, these narrow lots within communities such as these, they have a 7.5-foot setback on each side. So even if we got a huge variance, we'd be looking at being probably right on the property line, and that certainly wouldn't be practical.
Well, what hardship would you say this would make for you if you didn't have, if we turned this down? In other words, if you didn't have this room, would it be a big hardship here?
It would be a hardship to the homeowner because they wouldn't be able to build the outdoor space that they basically had been guaranteed by Ryan Holmes at the time of construction. The hardship would be to the homeowner themselves, not to me as the contractor.
So really, this is something you want, is that correct?
It is something the homeowner wants,
right.
That is correct.
They don't need it.
No,
to exist.
They would like. They don't need it to exist, absolutely not, but they would enjoy to have some additional outdoor space.
And you're saying that the homeowner was misled by
Ryan Holmes.
Holmes,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Other questions, Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Wood, no questions. Mr. Fetzel?
Is this the size of the typical three-season room that you build?
Yeah, this I'd say we don't go generally above 300 square feet for a three-season room, and this would fall short of that.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Sure.
Yeah. You mentioned you've built roughly 50 or so similar three-season rooms in the
yes.
neighborhood?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And have you experienced that type of problem? I think you said there was only one other variance that was needed in the neighborhood.
I have not had to apply for a variance in this community myself. Other contractors may have had to, but this is pretty unusual for me. I've never encountered a lot that actually has a 30-foot setback in the rear, not in seagrass plantations.
So the other lots there didn't have that same rear yard setback?
Not any that I have constructed.
Okay, because I'm looking at this and there's roughly 7 or 8 lots right on seagrass plantation lane that
mm-hmm.
would appear to
all
have
right
the same dimensions
mm-hmm.
and I would presume the same setback. So have you put any three season rooms on any of those lots?
I have on this particular street, but not till you get about 10 lots up from that. So if you were
trapezoid
I believe there are different setbacks.
There are indeed.
In
certainly.
Sawgrass Plantation,
mm-hmm.
different lots have different setbacks. And this is one of the lots that actually has a 30-foot. Others have less of a rear yard setback. So depending on the lot and location, your setbacks are going to be different in this subdivision.
You mentioned that they want outdoor space.
Mm-hmm.
Have they looked at doing a deck?
Well, those houses are on a slab, so actually, the three-season room that we build would actually be on a concrete slab as well. So what they're looking for is effectively a screen porch. It would be a three-season room with vinyl windows, that four-track system that opens all the way up or opens all the way down, and then and an open concrete pad next to that for the barbecue, maybe a little space to be in the sun, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Sure. You have to come up and be sworn if you have something you'd like to say. Please.
State your name and address for the record.
My name is Howard Chandler. I live at 34828 Seagrass Plantation Lane.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Now, sir, are you for this or against this?
I'm actually here to bring to the attention of this board that our homeowners association has never received anything on this until we saw this.
Well, then you're against it then, right?
Well, we'd like our architect committee to be able to look at it.
Let me finish the hearing and get that point either in favor or in opposition, because I haven't given the board a chance yet if they got any other questions, okay? I will call on you though.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Thank you. Now, are there any further questions from members of the board?
Well, not necessarily a question, but since he's
I'm happy
himself,
to address that.
For the benefit of those in the audience, the board does not enforce deed restrictions or covenants.
Right.
So the hearing is for the variance with the county.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's further considerations with the homeowners association, then that would be taken up with the owner and
certainly, and he actually has a very valid point that I would love to address as well. In my experience in other communities, most homeowners associations actually will not even review such an application until the variance has been approved.
Right.
So that's typically how we handle it here.
Right.
That's what you're here for, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted to wait till we could get to that.
Very good.
Point. Okay, then. No further questions from members of the board. Again, then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none? Now, sir, do you wish to speak again? I'll finish what you... So you're in opposition.
Actually, I know that there's two different processes that we go through.
Okay.
And I was requested, because this came to us quite last week, is how we found it, when it went through our management company. And the board... Of course, we need 10 days to even call a meeting to even talk about it.
Okay.
And the president, who was going to probably be here, couldn't make it tonight and asked me to make sure that you were aware of it. That's all. That we checked that there was no application ever played in, so we had no idea exactly what is going on. But we came up and got the copy of what was the application. And I know that our attorney has also mentioned that there is two different processes. But I felt that it was only proper to let you all know that one of the processes hadn't happened yet. So there is not enough information for me to be for it or against it, and the association hasn't had time to even look at it.
Okay.
Thank you.
We don't know how much your process is, but they're spending $400 here, so.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. There ain't no further opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
I don't know, guys, what do you think? I mean, there's a uniqueness with the unusual setbacks, not anything standard. Wasn't created by the applicant, I guess you could say.
No, but we've had another one of these before in there.
You're also restricting them in the type of house they could build, except that they could have had a sunroom, but they were led to believe.
They could have had a later date.
Later.
And we didn't hear opposition, so we could reasonably assume that it wouldn't be detrimental to public welfare or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
The question I got is they could build it back then, but it needed a variance when they built it back then, would it?
Well, I think it was, I think what they're suggesting is there was a miscommunication in that either that the, it may not have been completely true that it could have been.
Yeah, again, I'd say.
But the applicant, the applicant, I guess is, who is the applicant?
The owner.
The owner. Okay, then according to the applicant's representative that, you know, there's, they were told they could do that later, yeah.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of these I've been there with Ryan Homes, if you remember.
Yes.
That they've done that with to them.
Good, yes.
Yep, they tell them you don't have to, you can do it later date, come get it, and that, they're something.
They've been in front of us before.
Right, yeah, so it wasn't created by, you know, by them. They were just misled by the, you know, by the drone doing it with.
And, you know, we also heard testimony, it would otherwise be a screen porch and not, not that it changes a whole lot, but it's not so much a room as it is, you know.
Yeah.
An exterior room with, or exterior porch with the ability of enclosure.
I've got no problem with it.
I don't. Barry, do you have a problem?
Yeah, I sure do. I think it can be developed, you know, I mean, I think it can be lived in without a sunroom or whatever you call it. And I believe it's something they want. I don't believe it's a need. They need this. I think the miscommunications or whatever it may be, or misleading building issues with Ryan's Homes is with Ryan Homes. It's not with Sussex County's ordinance, which tells them exactly what they're supposed to be for their setbacks. And I think people, when they buy their homes and place their homes like that, know. And they knew about this. And not to belabor this, I'm just saying that I believe that there would be
May I add one statement to that, Mr. Rickard? Just one quick statement. The Dodsons did, in fact, contact Ryan Homes when this subject came up, and unfortunately, Ryan Homes has closed out of that community now, and they're no longer there. And basically, we're said, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Sorry. Maybe you should have had it built with us after all.
There you go.
So unfortunate situation nonetheless.
Unfortunate situation for the buyer. But we're here to take a look at the criteria for granting a variance, and I'm not convinced the applicant can't get along without this sunroom. Okay, I guess that's it. That's a one. That's my opinion.
Okay. So let me pay a couple in that area. So
sure.
We're done. Okay.
Well, you know,
and then we'll,
as we've often talked before, and you know my feelings about it, after every, this is something that's been in that area, then I normally say, well, this is an individual case. So that's the way I look at it anyway.
Okay.
That's my approach to it anyway.
Okay.
Each one of them is individual.
That sure is.
So anyway, that's my opinion.
Very good. Appreciate that. All right. There's no other discussion. The board ready to vote. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that that there is a uniqueness in the property because of the unusual setback of 30 feet, and that was not created by the applicant, but by the developer and/or in the planning process of the development, I think the request is reasonable in that, you know, it's outdoor space that for barbecuing, to have cover, like most homes do, and we heard testimony that many do have in that development. So therefore, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear any testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. And I think that the request is a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion we approve case number 11,741.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,741. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Nay.
Okay. Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And again, aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number
4-1,
case number 11,741-42 is approved. 41 is approved.
41. As always, thank you everyone for your time tonight.